Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Keita Spock is with us, ladies and gentlemen. She's back. Keita is a great member of our Brain Trust. She's one of our happiness experts, and she's the co-author of Tipping Point to Happiness, and we're glad she's back. Keita Spock, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim. Glad to be here.
Good to have you back. She's also a communication strategist, folks, and helps a lot of companies put their best foot forward in the marketplace. Keita, is happiness an event, or is it a state of mind?
I would say, Jim, that it is a state of mind because, you know, some events we can't control. It's our response to those events that allow us to be happy.
Well, there are happy times, though, right? I mean, aren't there things that happen, events that happen, moments of happiness, reunions, gatherings, things like that are happy times that even if you're not basically happy right now, you can have happy moments. That's the case, isn't it?
Absolutely. In other words, and we've said this from the beginning when we've had our conversations, Jim, that whenever you can be in anything that is a positive environment, when you are with people who are making you laugh, when you are somewhere where you have triggers of memories that are positive, then that's what's going to bring you closer to that whole sense of being happy.
But the question is, to me, when I think of happiness, I don't think of events because those are mechanical. Those are introduced. You could almost say they're manipulated. Somebody set the stage for that. To me, the real test of happiness is not whether you can be happy on a day when everybody else is happy, but when you can find a way to be happy when things aren't exactly going your way.
I agree. In other words, all those neat events or happy events that are around you, they're catalysts. They can perhaps trigger something in you to say, why can't I always be like this? Mm-hmm. And of course you can, because happiness comes from within, not from without.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when you see people who are happy, that doesn't mean that their life is all, and you've helped us with this, that doesn't mean that everything about their life is hunky-dory, right? I mean, there are things that happen.
Absolutely.
And the same things I'm a happy person. You're a happy person. I really do think I'm a happy person. I try not to be, you know, not to let things, not, you know, illegitimize non carborundum. You know, I try to focus on that. But I have all the same things happen to me that happens to everybody else.
That's true, Jim. You know, we shared something off the air, and I had something happen this past summer that was not great.
Your father died this month.
That's right.
Edward Spock.
That's correct.
88 years old. What a great life.
He had a long, wonderful life, and he left a legacy with us. And I remember him every day because he actually gives me strength. And that's to say that even us, who are supposedly the happy ones, the optimistic ones, we all of us out there, have our share of things that happen that are not so easy to get through.
Is it a lot of happiness being able to put things in perspective and really kind of saying, okay, you know, I don't like what's going on right now, but it is the way things are. These things happen to people, and I'm going to choose not to let it make me unhappy. I mean, when we're talking about your father, now obviously you're sad that he's gone, but look at the great memories you have.
That's right.
And that's something to be happy about, isn't it?
It sure is. In fact, my response to that passing is ultimately my choice. It's my decision, Jim. Mm-hmm. And that's what gives us so much power in our lives. We are empowered to respond to any event situation in the way we want to. And so my dad's passing could be met with a lot of distress, perhaps anger, lots of sadness, and I could continue that kind of mourning for a long time and actually hurt myself in the process. But I'm choosing to go in another way. It is my way of empowering myself.
Well, and see, this is the thing, and I hope you don't mind me using that as a, you know, using this analogy, but for small businesses, for small business owners, you know, when things happen to in our business that really, and they do, as you know, they have things happen that are really, can be really ugly, you know, you can always look around and say, okay, I don't like what just happened. This is really ugly. This is going to, in fact, it could be dangerous. It could put my business in peril. But the operative word in what I just said, my little lament that I just said, is my business. And I'm happy about that.
In other words, yes, it is yours. You
my
are the
business.
Owner.
The challenge and the opportunity belong to me. And that's what I keep coming back to whenever I have things. You know, obviously we don't lose a loved one that often, but we do have disappointments in our business on a daily basis, basically, don't we?
Yes, we do, and that's all part of life, as they say. The big thing here, Jim, is there is no reason to limit happiness to being the dessert in life. So many of us maybe associate happiness with only, well, it's only supposed to happen to us, or we're only supposed
to feel it. When I get to the finish line.
When we get to the finish line, when we experience the achievement. But no, happiness is a state of mind, as you've said, and it is with us, or can be with us, as a constant,
And it's something to think about, and I keep reminding myself, I remind people of this song, that, and there's a video, I want to say it again. Trace Adkins, a country music singer, has a song called "You're Gonna Miss This. You're Gonna Want This Back." You ought to go watch the video, folks, on YouTube. It's pretty strong, and it's about what you were just talking about. You know, don't wait till, don't put your happiness or your life on hold, put your fulfillment on hold for this next thing that you want. Look around you and recognize that what you have right now, even if your business isn't where it wants to be, you want it to be, you still can be happy about the fact that you can even plan for something like that. Keita, your father's name was Edward Spock.
Edwin,
and he lived to be 88 years old, a life well lived, and he created a beautiful daughter. So that's pretty special right there. Thank you for sharing that with us, Keita. Keita and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
House on the hill, looking out for love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.